16 all the way through 18 on what we call City Drive. But I have to say my goodbyes. It's been a beautiful week, and I'm wrapping it up right here. In the meantime, you have a beautiful evening, and have an amazing weekend. Bye-bye. City Drive.
Welcome to NetServe Digital Platforms. You can now use your NetServe mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NetServe wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NetServe. NetServe. Your bank.
977 News.
Citizens First President Harry Kalaba says his party will make agriculture a top national priority, arguing that Zambia is failing to fully use its 42 million hectares of arable land. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development says the deployment of military personnel to mining sites in the country is a move that is being undertaken to ensure that illegal mining is formalized. And in international news, thousands of new Congolese refugees are arriving en masse in Burundi to escape fighting between M23 rebels and the armed forces of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and their allies in South Kivu.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifwea. Citizens First President Harry Kalaba says his party will make agriculture a top national priority, arguing that Zambia is failing to fully use its 42 million hectares of arable land. Kalaba says less than 15% of the land is currently cultivated, weakening food security and limiting export opportunities. Kalaba notes that despite heavy government spending on the farmer input support program, many farmers remain stuck in low productivity cycles due to limited storage facilities and inadequate support systems. He says a CF government would reform FISIP to reward performance, giving farmers support for up to 3 years and linking successful beneficiaries to irrigation machinery and extension services. He says partnerships with commercial farmers and investment in solar irrigation will help unlock production.
977 News.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development says the deployment of military personnel to mining sites in the country is a move that is being undertaken to ensure that illegal mining is formalized. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo says the deployment is being done to ensure that sanctity is maintained in the mining hotspots. He says the ministry has taken the deployment as an opportunity to ensure formalization of all informal mining and not the encouragement of a form of confrontation with the local miners. Tembo indicates that the government has also undertaken a sensitization in the mining areas to encourage formalization.
977 News.
In other news, Chief Nyampande of the Nsenga people has criticized the Patriotic Front PF for what he described as uncultural and un-Zambian conduct in pushing to replace the late former president Edgar Lungu before his burial. The traditional leader says the funeral has been turned into a political battleground instead of a moment of dignity, unity and respect. The chief has reminded the nation that President Lungu himself only became elected after President Michael Sata's burial. Senior Chief Nyampande has questioned why 6 months after his death, the late president has still not been buried, attributing the delay to PF's partisan interest. The chief has further raised concern about the whereabouts of the former president's remains, asking whether the body is still in South Africa or being kept hidden elsewhere. He notes that the grave at Embassy Park is already prepared and urged that the burial should proceed before any political processes resume.
977 News.
In other news, prominent constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front presidential contender Makebe Zulu has called for the immediate withdrawal of the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. He described it as a direct assault on constitutionalism and the rule of law. Zulu says the bill, which was previously declared illegitimate by the Constitutional Court, cannot be salvaged through what he termed fine-tuning or cosmetic changes. He says the process behind the bill remains fundamentally flawed and unconstitutional. Zulu has remained the public that the Constitutional Court had ruled the bill failed to meet the requirement of wide public consultation. He says any constitutional amendment must be people-driven and led by an independent expert body, not by the executive or partisan committees. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news this evening, Democratic Union DU President Akim Njovu has called for a national refocus on economic expansion, arguing that Zambia's most urgent need is growing its gross domestic product, GDP, rather than increasing the number of constituencies under the ongoing delimitation discourse. Njovu says the renewed push for constituency delimitation particularly proposes to add more constituencies fails to reflect Zambia's current economic realities. He has noted that the country's GDP and population size do not compare favorably with regional and global peers that have far larger economies but operate with smaller or even fewer parliamentary seats. According to Njovu, the comparison reveals a structural imbalance that should caution policymakers against increasing administrative costs at a time when public resources are already strained. Njovu argues that expanding political representation without simultaneously expanding economic capacity risks placing a heavier burden on the national treasury. Coming up next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, thousands of new Congolese refugees are arriving en masse in Burundi to escape fighting between M23 rebels and the armed forces of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and their allies in South Kivu. The Rwanda-backed M23 rebels claimed control of the city of Uriva on Wednesday. New reception sites have been set up to manage the influx, including the Kansenga transit site in Ndava zone in Bujumbura province near the border with the RDC. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, Tunisia has named its 28-man squad for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco, with veteran left-back Ali Maulu earning a recall as the Carthage Eagles prepare for a challenging Group C campaign. Ali, 35, will make his fifth appearance at the tournament after returning to the national team this year following nearly 2 years out of action. Coach Sami Trabelsi's selection blends experience and continuity, retaining regular starters in defense and midfield while welcoming back influential players like Elise Shiki and Hannibal Mejbri. The squad also features midfield mainstays such as Frejani Sasi and Muhammad Ali Ben Romhen, with attacking options including Sefi Din Jaziri, Elias Saad and Sebastian Tunekti. Tunisia will open its AFCON campaign on 23rd December in Rabat against Uganda before facing Nigeria and Tanzania. The team is making a record extending 17th successive appearance at Africa's premier international tournament and will be looking to build momentum on the continental stage. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
Citizens First President Harry Kalaba says his party will make agriculture a top national priority, arguing that Zambia is failing to fully use its 42 million hectares of arable land. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development says that deployment of military personnel to mining sites in the country is a move that is being undertaken to ensure that illegal mining is formalized. And in international news, thousands of new Congolese refugees are arriving en masse in Burundi to escape fighting between M23 rebels and the armed forces of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and their allies in South Kivu. That is all we have for you this evening. Thank you for joining us. My name is Christopher Jabalani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
Welcome to NetServe Digital Platforms. You can now use your NetServe mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NetSafe wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NetSafe. NetSafe.